Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Today is Tuesday, July the 7th. It's exciting today. Today we are getting ready to head down to visit our coach and mentor, John Delemmy, and do a lead generation workshop. And then we're going to get to go scuba diving with another one of our coaches, Dan Giordano, the great mastermind behind all of the leads and everything with Delemmy Development Group. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me today. We know how valuable time is these days, even more so time is so precious. I'd like to thank you very much for sharing your time with me. And please write down today's date, Tuesday, July the 7th. My name is Carla, and you can reach me directly at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's Carla at RetireWithCarla.com. And my direct phone line is 778-835-4032. And you have dialed in, or perhaps you're listening on the recording later, to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I would like to invite each and every one of you to send me an email with your questions or comments or topic suggestions. And you can do that to the email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. And I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who want to be coached, mentored, and supported and build their own home business so that they can turn around and fire their boss. And if you're interested in, because I know you will be, taking a read of the first chapter of the ebook, How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go, you can go to retirewithcarla.com/freechapter.htm, and you will be able to get your free chapter of the great ebook entitled How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. Today's discussion comes from me listening to one of my mentors and coaches, Dr. John Maxwell. And the past 2 days, I have been listening to breakthroughs that build your dream. Dr. Maxwell has great, great teachings, and this teaching comes in support of a book that he has out, which I now, after listening to this particular teaching on breakthroughs that build your dream, I'm going to have to go out and purchase that book so I can read it myself. And Dr. Maxwell's book is Put Your Dream to the Test. In the teaching that he has done, he has a definition, and I just love this definition. It really, really resonates with me. So grab that piece of paper and pen that writes. I want you to write this one down because this is an excellent, excellent definition of your dream. And inspiring picture of the future. So far, that's a good start, right? An inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions. Three pretty important things: your mind, will, and emotions. To empower you to do everything you can to achieve it. Like, wow, that's pretty powerful. An inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions to empower you to do everything you can to achieve it. The more reasons you have for achieving your dream, the better your chances are that you will actually achieve it. Because the reasons behind the dream and the dream itself are such a powerful motivating force. And having that dream, and I know you have a dream. We all have a dream in us. You may not know what your dream is right now, but this teaching from Dr. Maxwell will assist you in figuring out what that one is. The more reasons you have to actually achieve your dream, the better are your chances of actually achieving it. Because dreams are tough. And when you figure out what your dream is, you know in your heart, and you have that mind, will, and emotions behind you, you're going to get hit with adversity. You're going to get hit with things to get you to stop building your dream. I mean, I got hit with one right this morning. We are heading down to West Palm Beach, and I'm having to take vacation days from my slave camp. Now, I do this in little bits and pieces so that I can go off and do these projects for learning, attend the workshops, attend the boot camps, so that I can even have more reasons for achieving my dream. And my clients were kind of upset that I'm going on vacation. They always get upset that I go on vacation. I said, but I'm only gone for 3 days. And the director said, but yeah, you do it so often. Like, I shouldn't be doing that. And I'm thinking, wow, the adversities that come from right out of the blue when you're not expecting them. Dreams are tough. And without that adversity, you will be taken out. You will stop attempting to achieve your dream. So the first breakthrough that Dr. Maxwell talked about was a groundbreaker. And what actually encouraged me to start building my dream? And our dream started because we wanted to foster 10 children. We were in Honduras. We'd been scuba diving. We were now tourists walking around in the city of La Ceiba. And we saw this young boy on the street. And through that experience of seeing how those children live, what life is like for them in a third world country, and the fact that he was sniffing gasoline to escape the reality of his own life, our dream started. And we realized that there was no way that we could achieve that dream if we were doing what we were doing. So the groundbreaking that happened for me at that point was to recognize that I was going to have to change, that I needed to improve myself. I needed to do things differently, just as you will have to come to the same understanding if you're not already there. The need to improve yourself continuously on a daily basis adds value to you. Adds value to me. If I want to turn around and add value to those children, then I need to be sure that I'm continuously adding value to me. And each and every one of us has to have a personal growth plan. Because without a personal growth plan, you will not reach your potential. That is the only way that you will reach your potential. So what is your personal growth plan? Now, I didn't even realize that I needed one until I started with the teachings of John Bradshaw. Gee, I'm kind of attracted to the name John here. My coach is John DeLemme. My mentor's John Bradshaw. Pardon me, John Maxwell, and then started out many years ago with John Bradshaw. And I was led there because I am an adult child of an alcoholic. And I didn't want to go down that same road. Now, thank gosh, my father has already taught me about, you know, how to get out of it, because he is out of it now. But I had to learn, just like my father had to learn. John Bradshaw was able to, through his books and CDs and DVDs, pardon me, they were VCR tapes back then, I still have them all, teach that personal growth was critical and that I needed to be improving myself on a daily basis. You cannot give to others what you don't have in you to give. And when you learn something new, whether it be from John Bradshaw, John DeLemme, or John Maxwell, then you are able to pass that along to others. So that was my groundbreaking. Next in his teaching is the icebreaker. And the icebreaker is where you can be encouraged to share with others. Share what your dream is. Share what's inside of you. Because with the icebreaker, you need to get in there and bust up everything that's all jammed up inside of you. And we all have that as well. When we were down in Jamaica with our coach, John DeLemme, last year in June, I had an icebreaker. My coach had been telling me to do these podcasts for months, and I didn't do them. I don't know, I was chicken, I didn't think I had anything to add. When we were down in Jamaica and we were with the mastermind team, I realized all that I have learned that I can pass on to others. Just like you have learned things in your life that you can pass on to others. The icebreaker for me was that event in Jamaica, where I finally came to the realization that I really did have some value to add, and that sharing through the vehicle of the podcast was a way for me to develop that skill to be able to share what I have learned with you. And that learning is a continuous process. I mean, each and every day. Remember, go back to the groundbreaking. Improve yourself continuously on a daily basis. Number three that Dr. Maxwell talks about is the windbreaker. Now, you all know what it's like. It's a windy day out there. You put the little windbreaker on so that it protects you from that wind. It may not be cold, but you just need that windbreaker. Or if it's a real blustery day, you know, you go out and you hide behind a building, or you walk on the side of the street where the wind isn't impacting you so heavily. The windbreaker, because the challenges and the adversities of dreams can knock you flat. Just take you out in a second. I have in our house the pictures of the children that we are already fostering. Remember, we started out wanting to foster 10 children, then it went to 100, then it went to 1,000. And the windbreaker, one of the windbreakers for me, is that wall where those children's pictures are. And I look at those pictures at the times I want to quit, and I can't. They are waiting for me. They are counting on me to add that value to their lives. And when I look at those pictures, I understand even more so what my coach tells me about the importance of getting started. Because if Dawn and I had not started fostering those six children, then I would not have that wall. I would not have those pictures there to assist me when the wind and the challenges and the adversities of my dream attempt to knock me flat. So your windbreakers are who stands up and helps you. Who can you count on to stand behind you and help you through your challenges and adversities as you are fulfilling your dream? You need to find the people who have the knowledge and experience that you require. So you can go to them in times of challenges. Now, I have a bunch of people that I can go to. My husband supports me in many ways. When I get, well, the other day I was starting to get down on myself, and he's like, come on, let's go for a walk. And it helps to have those people understand what you're going through and some of the little things that they can do on a regular basis to assist you, to keep you, to be your windbreaker. My coach, John DeLemme, gives me advice and guidance and assists me through stories, just like I am assisting you through the stories here, through the advice that I get from others. My mastermind teams, and yes, I have more than one mastermind team, because each mastermind team gives me something different. And I know that I can count on my Live Out Loud mastermind team for the support, for the encouragement. I can count on my other mastermind team for some of the technical expertise, for some of the support and the resources to show me and send me off in the right direction. So that windbreaker are those who stand up and help you and assist you when you're starting to falter, when the wind is really starting to get at you. How many people do you have in your life that have the knowledge and experience that you require to fulfill your dream? So ask yourself, who are the windbreakers of your dream? The next breaker is the cloud breaker. Now, this is a fun one. When you're on a plane and it's cloudy and you break through those clouds and there you see the whole expanse of the land down, whether it's a big city or the mountains. I mean, we fly over the Rocky Mountains all the time when we go to places and it is phenomenal. And you get that clear vision. You can finally see. You can, that dream is birthed in you. And you know where it is you want to go. You know what it is you want to do. Our dream is birthed inside of us. We know what we want to do. We have our secondary dream, another reason for making the whole dreams come true, to dive the warm water locations of the world, take pictures underwater, design fabric from the pictures, and donate the profits to ocean conservation. Because we just went out and saw the movie, the shark movie, the documentary. And there was a point in there, being a scuba diver, knowing what it's like to be underwater, knowing what it's like under there, that movie made me cry. Because of what we as human beings are doing to the oceans and to the animals and to the fish in the oceans. So that is another one of those powerful motivating forces that assists me in moving forward to develop the dream, to make that dream come true. So that cloud breaker, knowing where you're going, that dream is birthed, and then it grows. Because remember, our dream started out 10 foster children, 100 foster children, 1,000 foster children. The dream will grow within you the tiebreakers. The tiebreakers are where you're helping other leaders to become successful. What is the tiebreaker of your dream? Where you get to that point where you're going to go one way or another way. What will break that tie for you? Dr. Maxwell talked about three others: the chart breaker, the heartbreaker, and the record breaker. Now, I don't have time to go into all of those today, but when you go through this process, and I personally haven't hit all of these yet, but I know I will. When you have a breakthrough, you are never going to be the same afterwards. When you hit that breakthrough, because what's going to happen is you're going to change inwardly when that breakthrough comes, and then you're going to move outwardly. So when we were on the streets of La Cima that day and we saw that young boy, that change happened inside. And through that change, that breakthrough, we then started moving outwardly. We found an avenue that we could use to fulfill the dream, and we took action. The point that Dr. Maxwell made that really hit home with me is that I am not making my dream. My dream is making me. And that is so powerful, that I am not making my dream. My dream is making me. And I think back to all of the action that I have taken over the last 3 years to fulfill this dream. And that is so true. You do not make your dream makes you. So let me recap. I've been talking today about the teaching from Dr. John Maxwell, and it's an audio teaching called Breakthroughs That Build Your Dream, and it's an addendum to his book, Put Your Dream to the Test. And in there, I just love this definition. Definition of a dream is inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions to empower you to do everything you can to achieve it. He talks about the groundbreaking, adding value to others. The icebreaker, the others that he was adding value to were leaders. What is the icebreaker of your dream? The windbreaker, the challenges and the adversities of dreams that can knock you flat. Who supports you? Who's there to help you? Who stands up? The cloudbreaker, when that vision really starts to come to fruition. The tiebreaker, helping leaders become more successful. What do you do? The chart breaker, the law of significance. One is too small a number to achieve greatness. When you help others achieve their dreams, that's the chart breaker. The heartbreaker, The heartbreaker teaches you to stop. What are you going to do? Decision point. What are you going to do? What changes are you going to make? I don't have a story for this one because I haven't reached this one. The heartbreaker. And the record breaker. The record breaker encourages you to smile. The record breaker, how many of you have ever broken a record in your life? It sure does make you smile. The big, big aha moment that I received from this teaching is that I am not making my dream. My dream is making me. Now, if you're ready to join a team, let me rephrase that. When you are ready to join the team where your dream will make you, where you can get that coaching, the mentoring, and support from me, the team leader, who's always self-improving on a daily basis because I know that I can add value to your life, then you need to go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and we'll get started on building your dream. Remember, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and we'll get started on building your dream. So thank you very much for sharing your time with me today or later on the recording. You have been listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And you can dial in every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific to 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706. And I look forward to your questions and comments. Do please keep them coming. I love reading them. Thank you very much for sending them in. And I will be talking to you again on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass.